say this, being on air for almost 14 years, everybody's always saying the New World Order is making their big hot move right now. And so just bunker down or get ready. And a lot of people then kind of get in a catatonic state and don't fight it because they imagine instant gratification, instant victory against the corruption, or they think it's futile. The truth is they wouldn't be trying to shut down our free speech if they were already all-powerful. They are not invincible. And there's a huge awakening taking place, and we've got to believe in ourselves enough to be able to defeat this thing. I know one thing, standing up is not futile. Alan Watt, our guest at the bottom of the hour, really appreciate all the time he's given us today. Dave in California, then Deborah, Steve, Gary, and others. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Another great show, as usual. And hello, Alan. I'll make it really fast, guys. Since we're talking about eugenics, I once heard a wise man say, judge a society by how it treats its most vulnerable members. And regarding that, in California alone, 400,000 independent, productive people with limited disabilities who only need a little assistance in their own homes to safely prepare meals, take their medications, do heavy chores, etc., are being totally cut out of Schwarzenegger's budget. This means that most of them will have to be warehoused in convalescent, privatized FEMA camps, basically, that cost three times more, where they have no rights at all. We're still...
But see, that's the profit. That's the profit. There's plenty of money to institutionalize you, plenty of money to get you in the system and euthanize you, which they're already doing nationwide, Wall Street Journal admits. There's plenty of money for all of that. There's just not money for you to be self-sufficient. Go ahead, sorry.
Right. And worse still, there's only 30,000 convalescent beds available in the state, so I guess they all just get to die. I see this as Schwarzenegger making his eugenicist bones in California so he can run for president in 2012. What do you guys think about that?
I agree. Go ahead.
I think that's probably the way it is, too. There's no doubt about it. We've got to understand when these guys talk about useless eaters, and that's what Russell and others have called people who are not completely physically or mentally healthy. That's the standard eugenicist talk. Then they want to eradicate them. And you'll notice in that big, supposedly open to the public conference they had that Obama set out on the Comparative Effectiveness Council to do with health care, they're going to slash back on all types of health care and find alternate effective means. That's what they say. And I even put a video up of Obama's appointee walking off when he was challenged by Executive Intelligence Review about being a eugenicist himself and wanting to bring down the population. He was on the panel. He walked off in a video.
Anton Chaykin, Tarpley's former partner in authoring books, brought up the real stuff. And for those who don't believe this, even Bloomberg reported it. In the book written by Daschle, who was going to be the head of healthcare, he says, yes, if you're an old person, you don't get the same access a young person does. You're not as valuable. This isn't some right-wing thing attacking socialized healthcare. This is a fact. This is socialized healthcare is an aspirin for a heart attack. Obama is in there, and I appreciate your call, sir, pushing it right now. Why don't you explain to folks what universal healthcare means? It means universal eugenics death care.
It does. You can understand that Britain was one of the first countries in Canada to bring up socialized health care. Thompson was the guy who brought it up in Canada. He's up on Wikipedia right now because he was a top eugenicist who talked openly about culling off the unfit, the infirm, and useless eaters. He brought health care into Canada, socialized medicine. Where I live here, you can't get a doctor. You cannot get one. And what they prescribe in Canada pretty well all problems is simply painkillers. Just go home. If you don't feel the pain, the disease can progress and get worse, and you'll die. That's basically what it is. It's cost effectiveness because socialized medicine comes under a government policy. Government policy is the key, and it's all to do with economics.
See? But meanwhile, the elites are going to get all the life extension technologies. That's why they call medicine a practice. They cold-bloodedly practice on us, and then develop what works, keep the good stuff for themselves, nothing for us but death. Very cold-blooded. They believe that's why they're the scientific risen man or the illumined man, because they can cold-bloodedly slaughter us, see our pain, just like the first psychiatrist lobotomizing people with ice picks. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, hurrying through your calls for Alan Watt. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're live here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, that's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 2 Mountain. We have a free podcast downloaded by over 150-plus thousand people a day. If you go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, you can click on the free podcast and download it to your MP3 or iPod device. Listen how you want, when you want, where you want. And we're getting a lot of new AM and FM affiliates, a lot of new listeners on the Internet. We're just exploding, and that is heartening. It's also a little bit scary because there's a lot of black ops going on against us, a lot of people posing as us going around saying horrible racist things on the web, a lot of people pulling other dirty tricks, and a lot of media coming after us, mainstream media coming after us. And that really is our badge of courage, the red badge of courage, as they say. I get so many emails going, you woke me up, but now I know your New World Order. So that's kind of how the COINTELPRO works as well. We're here just covering facts, information, data. You make what decisions you want from it. COINTELPRO spends all their time saying how everybody else are government agents. There's actually not that many government agents as people would think. They're just there getting us all to fight with each other. Alan, I want to spend a few minutes on that, the dirty tricks you've been through, so we can try to get people to be aware of this and to stop spending their time ninnying and infighting. and to also not believe something when they hear your voice edited weird or changed. They do that to me as well. We were talking about it. Or when they see sites that look like yours but aren't yours but don't list their URLs, that only helps them, which then link to white supremacist stuff. We've proven that the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups are tied in. In the case of Southern Poverty Law Center, running white supremacist groups. FBI doesn't just infiltrate white supremacists. They found them. They run them. Then they always try to act like they're the liberty movement, the freedom movement, so the media can then demonize us. Every time I have a big national reporter here, they ask me, do you like Hitler, Alex? And then I say, no, I think he's really kind of goofy. And, oh, you do like him, don't you? Don't you? You know, so this is really something they're trying to put on us because they don't want us bringing everybody in together for liberty and freedom and awakening against the tyranny of the globalists. And so I'm really seeing them go after myself and you and a few other people. And then a lot of well-meaning people have kind of fallen in to the bashing one particular group or the other. And that's how they want us, is factionalized. Alan Watt.
Yeah, it's true. A good documentary was done on the white supremacist groups a long time ago by the BBC, where they showed you different police outfits raiding some of the headquarters where they're having meetings. And one famous one, they turned out 200 people from inside this meeting. And by the end of the night, they'd only kept a couple and charged them. Everyone else, it turned out, belonged to other departments of U.S. police organizations that were all infiltrating. In other words, the entire membership was made up almost of all government agents trying to find the real ones. And the two that they arrested were just guys off the street that came in for a free coffee. So it's common knowledge that the white supremacist groups have been funded from the beginning by government agencies because they're very handy to help smear people by association if they can do it. If they can't take you down by what you're saying, they have to do a character assassination upon you. And I've had videos up there. I've seen them where people will take different words that you say, string them together, easy to do with a computer, and have you saying completely erroneous things altogether. But there is an organized effort out there, and a funded effort, I should say, too, to help defame. I've had fake sites go up that you'd almost swear were mine, and you had to go into them, take the links off them to find out who was behind it. And they went right to the usual thing, it's just the Jews, and it was anti-Semitic and so on. But for someone looking in, they would have thought it was genuine.
I notice I'm attacked by the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center. The first person they attacked when Poplawski shot those cops was me. Within hours, they fed my name off his computer, thousands of sites, to attack me, and then it turned out that Poplawski didn't like me. It looks like it was being federally handled, just like Von Braun. And so that's kind of creepy to know I'm the first guy they're trying to go after now. Then meanwhile, they have the white supremacists after me because I won't play the Southern Poverty Law Center's game of making it racial politics. I'm trying to appeal to everybody. Big tent, waking up the mass. They're desperate to, at one level, have the Nazis say, I'm a Zionist agent, and at the other end have the Israeli ops and others attacking me, which shows these are jaws, top and bottom jaws on the same crocodile.
Absolutely. They work together. They've always worked together. There's no secret. Now, one of the biggest cases in Canada, you probably remember Ernst Zundel.
Yes.
Ernst Zundel single-handedly managed to get what they wanted through in the court system, and that was the hate laws. But I could not figure out why on earth the Canadian government gave this man so much publicity. I mean, he could have said nothing and no one would have ever heard of him. And yet it was in all the national papers, ongoing right up to the Supreme Court, where I think he was allowed to stay in Canada for a while. But it came out in the Toronto Sun and the Star a couple of years after all of this, that his right-hand man in this white supremacist movement, surrounded by skinheads, his right-hand man was a guy called Grant Bristlow, who was a member of CSIS, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, and he was also Jewish. They were all working together.
Listen, When I was at Bilderberg 2006, they had these hippie guys show up going, let's nuke the Bilderberg, let's nuke. And they had these big Royal Mounted Police types, you know, the FBI type, 6'3", good shape, acting friendly. And I said, look, you're feds, aren't you, to some of the other guys. And some of them actually went, we're just doing our job, Alex, just checking things. And I was like, yeah, just doing your job, trying to provocateur. And I don't know how these cops live with themselves, because they set up a lot of people.
Yes, they do.
And I know they're circling me like a pack of sharks. And then they shoot their kids up with mercury, too.
Yeah.
They give them fluoride. I mean, you're killing your own kids. We're the good guys.
Yeah.
Why do you hate us so much? But I guess they don't like us because they like their petty power trip, and we're kind of raining on their delusion that they're the cops and they frame the bad guys, and that's how they get it done.
Well,
what about the enforcer psychology? Go ahead.
Yeah, they're on a team. You see, they've literally militarized all police forces. They have done that for years. They use the same bonding techniques, super bonding techniques you get in the military, where they stand up for each other. They're outside of city street, as they call it, civilian street. They're special, and the brotherhood is all. That's all there is the brotherhood. You must preserve the brotherhood. And really, they can be kept in their own little paradigm, their little Plato's cave, where they themselves are kept dumb and stupid, but they still want to succeed as a brotherhood and do what they're told. They feel they're achieving something, even though they don't even comprehend what the real goals are. So that's true. It's the militarization of police is an old technique that's been brought up to full force now.
What does the elite think of us? What is their view of an Alan Watt and Alex Jones, somebody that sees with horror their operation and their plan? I mean, I certainly know they're trying to hurt us, trying to shut us down. Why don't they just kill us? You know, we get that question a lot.
They would never want they don't want martyrs, number one. Martyrs are bad news for any movement. In fact, they generally get so many recruits into a movement once someone's killed.
That's why the CIA probably killed. They're now saying that Iranian girl, Nada, she's their cause celeb. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And and apart from that, to be honest with you, I think they're so arrogant right now because they do with the internet. They've got they take the daily pulse of the public. They know what they're chatting about and their text messages and so on. They know what their conversations are. It's all from TV and entertainment and so on, or major stories put in the paper for them to talk about. They're not really worried, to be honest with you, I think, in their arrogance about the masses of the public. That's what I really, really think.
Yeah, it's very, very sick. I mean, you talk to these reporters who you know are working for the other side, and they'll basically in private go, yeah, I know that's the way it is, but what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of getting off like they're part of the system, that they're, and I don't understand how they drink the fluoride, they take the shots, they die for it. I guess it's the mind game of like dress up or make believe. They make believe they're with it. It'd be like running out in front of a Mack truck going 100 miles an hour and going, I'm with you, I'm with you, and it just splats you. But you feel like you were with it. So instead of just not jumping out in front of it.
Mm-hmm. It also comes into, this is the generation where they're pulling it off. Previous generations, the guys were basically prostitutes. They knew it would come down eventually on the general public, but not their generation. They'd lived through it. I'd be okay. This particular group are just as much in denial, I think, as the general public. They can't believe it can be as bad as that, and they themselves may possibly succumb to infections or plagues or whatever is released. So they hope that just by simply being good and staying in denial, they might be saved, be chosen. I should mention, though, that back in the 90s, this happened across the Commonwealth countries, Canada, the U.S., Australia, New Zealand, maybe in the States, too. It came out when Preston Manning was in the Parliament. The parliamentarians voted themselves the right to top medical treatment. In a country of socialized medicine, remember, top medical treatment within, for them and their families only, and the high-level bureaucrats within top military hospitals. And I thought, well, what's this for?
That's like North Korea. That's like North Korea.
Yeah. So what they're getting, and this is how they get people on board, if you go along with this, you will be saved. We'll give you the top treatment. We'll give you the real inoculations, the real antidotes, etc., for you and your families if you go along with this and you have all the organic good food to eat, etc. cetera, et cetera. That's the deal.
Exactly. So out of fear of their own system, they go, all right, I'll help you murder them. All right,
yep.
I'll be evil. And they go, now you're with us. But there's always a night of the long knives for you. And you're going to be betrayed, just like those torturers followed orders, and then Bush cut them loose. Remember that. We'll be right back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
You know, it's magic to be alive. It's so wonderful. We're on this planet, depths of space, all this beauty around us, the atmosphere, the birds, the trees, flowers, life. I can just sit there in my yard looking at the grass and little spider or bugs walking around. It's all majesty. Meanwhile, the Madison Avenue has you feeling insecure, all focused, feeling dirty, feeling weak. And they've always got new poisons to sell you to supposedly fulfill you. Alan's agreed to stay with us the full transmission, so another 35 minutes. Very honored to have him with us. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Deborah in Illinois, then Steve, Gary, Jonathan, Tatina, and others. Debbie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Alan. Thanks for everything you do to inform us. I'm calling in. I wanted to inform you. I had a local TV station do a hit number on me regarding the jet contrails that I've been watching spray us since March, and I've been photographing. I sent...
Yeah, what they're doing is they simultaneously do pieces on locals saying it doesn't exist while telling you in the New York Times and Wall Street Journal and USA Today that, oh, we're spraying you now to save the earth. But then, see, it's good when they say it, but when you say, hey, you know, contrails, you know, are ice. They say they're a minute or so. Those stay there all day and turn into clouds. They go, oh, you're insane. So what did the locals do to you?
Well, it's really crazy story. I called in to report all these jets. Some days were worse than others, and they seemed interested. They came out. They did an interview for an hour. Then they took sound bites of what I said, and then they put me up against a jet mechanic from the local college who said that chemicals aren't being sprayed. And then I was also pitted up against a weather forecaster out of Chicago who said that the weather modification experiments were done in the 70s, as far as he knew. There's not any more being done.
What? There's scores of U.S. companies doing it full-time publicly, and hundreds of universities and government agencies openly admit they're doing it. The president's announcing they're getting ready to do it on a mass scale. But see, this is the example of how the propaganda works, and these locals feel like they're powerful. They're part of the system exposing this kook. But really, they're in Plato's cave. Alan Watt comments.
Yeah, it's true. Again, it's a form of doublethink. You're kept in doublethink. In fact, you're taught to deny your own senses. That's the key to it. When you see them yourself, you're taught that can't be happening. The media would have told me so. That's how most people reason today. The media does their reasoning for them, according to Brzezinski. But they will poo-poo you when you see them in your local area. And they'll even tell you, well, they might be spraying, but not where you are. As though it was some freak sort of thing if it occurred over your head. But, they've been spraying daily almost since 1998. And I remember the first day it started in Ontario. They were half the height. The whole sky was a grid on the very first day. And that's when the bronchial problem started with everyone. It got so bad 3-4 years ago, most of the birds were dead. And they've changed their mixes even as they go along. They don't do the full spray generally across the entire sky. They do it in short bursts. That turn into clouds more rapidly. But this is old stuff, and I've covered it. Teller, the guy who invented the H-bomb, was the guy who brought to the Pentagon the whole idea of floating lots of particles of barium, aluminum oxide, and various other metals into the atmosphere using a standing wave technology like HARP, along with it to create weather modification. And that went all the way to the President of the United States. And the Pentagon actually worked on it at the time. It's a very old agenda, and it's in use now. Yeah.
Absolutely. So how did this end? Just that you're an evil thought criminal, everybody giggled and laughed and said mercury
right.
was good for them?
No, but the crazy part about it was then a month prior to that, we had mysterious goo left on lawns, and that they did a story on that. And you can go to mystateline.com and search for mysterious goo left on lawn, and that was done on May 7th. And then you can also go to What's That Slimy Gel. The next day they did another piece, and that's May 8th.
All right, thank you.
Ma'am,
go ahead.
We actually had gel in people's yards.
That's what they had in Scotland. The Scottish newspapers are also... I showed you the photographs of this mysterious gel that's breaking all over the Highlands. Yeah,
we got a break here, ma'am. Thank you. Meanwhile, the media never looks at the Daily Oklahoman or hundreds of other papers when they admit, oh, Homeland Security will spray every town in the state of Oklahoma, this was in 2006, with Subtilis globigi bacteria. Don't worry, it only causes spontaneous abortions in all mammal species. That's in the news, and they just go, oh, I love it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails. The modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, we had that last caller on for about 5 minutes, and she was making great points, but I want to go to other calls and give everybody a chance. We're going to run out of time here with Alan Watt. And I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made the show possible today before we continue on with your phone calls. And some other news items I want to bring up here with Alan Watt today. One of the sponsors I want to tell you about is FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza? The founder of the Frontside Firearms Training Institute is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. That's free handgun. The offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of pocket to be able to offer you this deal. And it won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontside Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. It's like a $4,000 course for $1,100. Just go check it out, frontside.com. Act fast, and they will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed even law enforcement and military standards. FrontSight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Thousands have already taken advantage of this opportunity, and you should too. Don't miss out. That's FrontSight.com today to get your free training and gun. FrontSight, FrontSight.com. or visit them by clicking the banner on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Another fine sponsor is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the name in storable foods, high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, clean, good, quality food, lasts more than 10 years in climate-controlled, guaranteed 10 years in climate-controlled. This was recently produced in, like, the last few weeks. You know, it's all fresh. They have their own factory, their own food supply. This is the big, trusted name. There's a lot of other people out there selling crud from 10 years ago out there. eFoodsDirect.com. The letter E, FoodsDirect.com. Don't trust the imitators, folks. Go to the source, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633 to get a free brochure or order today. eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. Okay, going back to your phone calls here quickly. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air with Alan Watt.
Yes, Alex, you're always talking about gibbering, but you never talk about prattling and dribbling, and specifically double dribbling. And Watt, Seamus on you. First of all, Watt, there's no such thing in the Scottish newspapers. I read the Scotsman regularly. You're talking to
Scotsman last week.
Hold on just a minute. Put Steve on hold. Steve always calls up. I recognize the caller and sometimes says good things, sometimes says really strange things. Alan Watt, everything he's talked about today is on his website, CutThroughTheMatrix.com. Almost everything he discusses, I've read out of these globalists' own books. Alan Watt is a great source of info. I demand, or I'm hanging up on you, Steve, you specifically call Alan out on what you're saying he's lying about or what is not in the Scottish newspapers. Come on. Tell me right now, Steve.
I'm talking specifically about the Scotsman newspaper, and I'm talking about his chemtrail article. But I've got a couple of interesting facts. You asked about James von Braun. He's distant cousin of Count von Stauffenberg because the family's intermarried in the 1400s. And secondly, he's descended from German bishops, and the German bishops.
So you don't like us talking about Germans. We're not talking about Germans. I'm part German myself. We're talking about von Braun being a federal plant. Now listen to me. Chemtrails are in the Wall Street Journal. They're all over the British news. They're telling you how they're going to terraform for your own safety to fix the global warming when the climatologists we talk to say it'll heat the earth up. Here's the Wall Street Journal. It's time to cool the planet, and they say with chemtrailing. So I'm saying to you, hey, you know what? Put him on hold. Alan, go ahead. I bet from memory you can even tell him the article or pull it up. Specifically, what were you saying out of the Scotsman?
Yeah, the Scottish, not just the Scotsman, it was all over the Scottish papers, this mysterious gel they're calling it, found over Highland areas. Then they brought in all the different characters and scientists and trying to explain it away as possibly...
In fact, let's do it right now. Let's say mysterious gel in Scotland. Yeah. Google that. Let's just hit him with the info and hit him hard right now. You're calling us out. I just showed you Cohen talking about weather weapons. I don't understand this. We're here trying to do a good job. They're all over the news admitting, all over England, headlines, plague bombs released over Scotland. Another headline, all of England sprayed with chemicals and biologicals in test. It's all in my film Endgame. I mean, we're telling the truth.
Well, you got to understand, though, Alex, there are people out there that are in their own little Plato's cave, and all they'll do is attack and smear. It doesn't matter how much proof you give them. It doesn't make any difference. They have their own little agendas, and you can't get into their headspace because it's their personal little private place.
Oh, there is the jelly mystery, BBC. Let's click on that. We don't make anything up here. You know, I don't understand, Alan, how we're at a higher standard than the New World Order always engaging in their activities. Why are we bad? Is it the psychology of kind of like crabs not wanting other crabs to get out of a bucket?
I think so. It's also that a lot of people out there want to live in utter denial because they just don't like you or what you're saying. It's as simple as that.
All right. Scott, we just Googled mysterious gel in Scotland. It's our internet's so lightning slow that it's not even loading yet. But there it all is, all over the news, about mysterious substance gel falling from the sky. So what do you say to that, Steve? We're still liars?
Certainly. He's James Bondage, MI6 control officer. Or he's either John Bullcrap, MI6 chaos agent. Because the story is that everybody knows that the stories from the BBC and the Daily Mirror never make it, or Daily Mail never make it in the Scottish newspapers, because that's all propaganda.
What? We're done with you. You make up one lie, and you make up another. I just don't understand the mental illness, man. What? I didn't do anything to you, brother. You were talking about chemical and biological testing. Google this for everybody, guys, and print me that while you're at it. I want to show the viewers this. Because one of the big ones that got a lot of attention was Subtilis globuli sprayed over Oklahoma. Subtilis globigi and another Subtilis, I can't remember the exact name, Daly, Oklahoma, and it said every town was having fixed-wing aircraft spray it, and they said, oh, it's not bad for you, though it does cause abortion. You know, it does cause a miscarriage. Alan, go ahead, make your comment.
Yes, and this stuff has been tested before. Espanola in Ontario was the target. The U.S. planes were given permission to do it over that area. People in Espanola were having miscarriages. Even the animals, the deer, were having miscarriages. It went all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada, where it was admitted it was an experiment, but the Canadian government couldn't do anything because they themselves were not responsible. This is how they palmed it off on the U.S. And that was in the mainstream papers here. We're just guinea pigs for all of this.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to do for people anymore. They've all got their little niche group, and if you hear them, I just want to get people fighting New World Order. I want them to stop all the chemical biological testing.
I've actually had people, you probably found this too, that have accused me of being a spy because I shouldn't know as much as I do. One guy actually wrote to me and he says, why were you in libraries when you were a child studying this stuff? So anything that's beyond themselves or outside of what they were up to, you must be a strange, weird, special character.
No, I know. I had Psychology Today asking me how I got into all this, and I said, well, I started reading a lot of history books when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, how strange, how weird, how...
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, no, it was actually very entertaining. I was doing it for entertainment at the time. It was a lot better than Pulp Fiction or Louis L'Amour books I was reading. And they were just like, And then if you're ever at a... I was at a Target buying some T-shirts a few weeks ago because I've lost some weight, so I had to get some smaller clothes. And I went over to the video section and got Downfall about Hitler, which I'd seen in the theaters, very, very accurate about him in the bunker. And the guy kind of freaked out at the checkout counter and was looking at me and, like, had it and going, because he saw Hitler, it meant I was with Hitler. And I remember when I was a teenager, I bought Mein Kampf to read what Hitler had said, and the lady asked me if I was a white supremacist and was very upset. And I said, why are you selling it, lady? No, I'm reading it for history. I read a book by Julius Caesar. I've read books by Shakespeare. It doesn't mean I'm Shakespeare either. You know, they say, people seen videos with me with a Sprint telephone, and they say I'm, oh, God, we blew up the video. It's Sprint. He works for Sprint. Or there's actually sites saying I have a Neiman microphone. That means I'm a Nazi because Hitler had at speeches had Neumann microphones. It's proof I'm with Hitler. I mean, you know, it's mental illness. There's all this real stuff happening, but they can't deal with any of that. They got to make it us, Alan. We're what's bad.
But that's correct. And those people you have to simply dismiss. I actually had one woman say, "People like you scare me." I said, "Well, why? You're too intelligent." She said, you remember everything. I don't remember anything, she said. Well, that's not my fault. That's not my fault she can't remember anything. But you've got to just simply dismiss these people because if you use your intellect, they're paranoid about you. These people live in TV land. That's where all their stuff comes from. They live in fiction most of the time or in sports or in dramas or soaps or cop shows. And really, they're suspicious of you because you're different. You want to know what's going on. They've decided not to.
Well, I mean, take Henry Rollins. He was reading a neocon book that was pro-war, if memory serves, but it said something about terror. I think it was Simon & Schuster. It was a best-selling book. He's on an airplane from Australia. They went ahead and took his book and arrested him, and they said, you're not allowed to read books. I mean, I've seen people, when I'm reading a book, they come over and go, what are you reading? You're reading? It's almost like... You know, like the Monty Python joke of, look, this one knows how to speak, or
that's right.
This one knows how to read. It's like, my God, he, you know.
Yeah.
Here it is. KOCO, bioterrorism test, scheduled over central Oklahoma. Click on that one. And there's a bunch of other news. I don't know if this is the Subtilis globigi story. But Goldsby selected for bioterrorism drill. I mean, they do it everywhere. But after you're done showing that, Google this. Plague bombs tested over Scotland. And they admit just constant spraying since the 40s of Canada, the United States, and England, Project Shad, nerve-gassing people on ships, telling troops they're going in to have CS gas tested on them, and they hit them with nerve gas and kill them. All declassified, Alan, and you're bad for talking about it. You're with the government because you don't want them to do it. Mm-hmm. That makes total sense, doesn't it?
That's the way their logic runs, yeah.
Bioterrorism test scheduled over central Oklahoma. Material simulating chemical threat to be dropped on areas. That's 2003. Print me that. No, it said chemicals to simulate, but then it says Bacillus thuringiensis, BT. But then when you go on to read, it was another one. They were, it turned out to be a whole group of bacteria which caused spontaneous abortion. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's astonishing. There's no lack of data. There's even mainstream TV articles on the yellow stuff that's come down in some areas of the U.S. And it was tested by the TV, the people, for, and it was cadmium and aluminum oxide. And that was only about a year ago. The link is on my site in the archives. There's a mainline TV station that showed you it, and they showed you the guy's truck covered with this stuff. It was not pollen. The first thing I'll hit you with, oh, it's pollen. Well, I had it here in February a couple of years ago, and the leaves don't even come out where I am until
late
May.
we had in Belton and other places people who didn't saying black helicopters would fly over with spray bottles and spray people. And then Mike Hansen was doing construction work one day on a hilltop and watched a helicopter fly over and spray a schoolyard. And then it was on the news. Everybody was collapsing without even knowing about the helicopters. The hospitals were filled with people. I mean, this is going on here, and we even film it. But you know what? That guy was engaged in double, triple, quadruple think. He said that you were basically lying about the gel. And then when it was BBC, he said, well, that's British propaganda. The Scots don't lie. So I want you guys to search. What was the headline? You were saying something mysterious gel or mystery gel Scotland?
That's right.
Oh, there it is. Nazis tested crude atomic bomb before end of war. No, that's the Scotsman. It was plague bombs. It was plague bombs tested over Scotland is what I want. Plague bombs. Now you're going to get the headline. We got to show these people. People wonder how I get these articles. They go, you must be an agent. Well, I put the word in and I look at it. Mm-hmm. How naval intelligence tested lethal plague bombs in Scotland. That's find articles. Listen, here's the one I want for everybody out there. I want to show him Scotsman Mysterious Gel Scotland. Scotsman.com Mysterious Gel Scotland. And then we'll show him this, and he won't be able to compute. He'll just go, Vatican, agent, Zionist, agent, devil agent, Illuminati, he's bad, he doesn't want them testing on me, he's with them. Because, again, they don't want to see someone making them face the tyranny and then warn others. It's all about also being an elitist in the conspiracy / patriot movement, going, only I understand, everyone else is an agent, no one's good. What do you call that mental illness?
That's a sort of paraphrenia, they call it.
Well, it's just insane. All I'm trying to do is save my family here. Here it is. This is another BBC. I'm going to find it. Do Scotsman.com. You got to put Scotsman.com after the Scotsman right there to find it. That's the way you got to do that on. All right, I'm sorry, Alan. I'm out of control today.
That Scotsman.com probably is a secret code for MI6 agents.
Exactly. Now, the MI6 agents are actually attacking us. I got attacked by the BBC yesterday, by the way. There's a Scotsman mentioning it, but it's its main page. I'm going to find that and put it up there for him. He won't know what to do, though, about it. But see, it all becomes the mental illness of showing it that's in the Scotsman. Instead of the fact that there's this mysterious jelly being sprayed everywhere. Gary in Texas, go ahead.
Buddy.
Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
We're on the air worldwide.
I just wanted to touch real quick on this climate bill and Obama real quick if I could, because some of the responses I get from people when I tell them, the direct quotes from what he ran in his campaign to what he says on the issues now. And
yeah, I was going to do that today. I've got five videos of him saying he will not do any signing statements. I got four or five videos where he says he will not raise any taxes but $250,000 or above. And now he's saying, I never said that. And the Obama people go, he never said that. Shut up! Go ahead.
And the response I get is, oh, he's great. He's going to be great for the country. And the biggest thing is he shows how far society has come for civil rights issues. For the African American.
No, he's got dark skin, so he can double the eugenics on the blacks. He's here to bring death to Africa and Afrikaan. Let's get a comment from Alan Watt on that.
I was going to say that committee they set up for comparative effectiveness in healthcare is a vast reduction of healthcare when you really look into what they're on about. Is taking away your health care. That's what it hit the poorest first at the bottom. Yeah,
Gary, stay there. I'll let you finish up your point real quick, and we'll take a few final calls, Jonathan and Tatina. I want to get to at least three calls on the other side. Alan Watt, an amazing interview, shaping up to be a 2-hour, 50 minutes long. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com at the sites. Get my film, Endgame. Get it out to everybody. Deprogram the slaves.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You know, I meant to get to this days ago. Portugal, Switzerland, a bunch of other countries now won't accept U.S. customers, UBS and others, because our government's stealing everybody's bank accounts. And then the big $1 trillion and $1 billion slush funds, those are all left alone. This is all part of the OECD, global tax avoidance, the total grid going in, and we are known as the slave suckers of the planet. The Chinese and the American people are the different beta test. So are the Brits. Finishing up, Gary. Yeah, Obama has lied about everything except his promise to set up youth corps. And he's keeping troops in Iraq. That's all a stage deal, pulling some out of a few cities. But very, very serious. Anything else?
Just on the climate bill that just went through the House as a vote. After your show, I watched the C-SPAN coverage of it. And none of them, the Democrats didn't even have a legitimate claim for this bill. And then,
well, of course they don't want to be legitimate. I appreciate your call. Yeah, the global climate situation, what's that all about, Alan Watt?
Again, it's just repetitive propaganda. They don't even need facts. They hope to win just by the propaganda. Because the average person cannot believe that so many people would go to such extreme lengths to lie to them. That's how we think as ordinary people. Remember, Hitler said the same thing. He's going to tell a lie, make sure it's a big lie. They're more likely to believe it. And this is what they're using today. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Selective scientists who are all on the IPCC. And those scientists who come out with other facts, contradictory data, are being barred from world meetings or even from getting talks on.
Hell, they're television. Trying to make it illegal.
Yes, they are.
Climate denial.
That's right.
Let's talk to Tatiana in California. Go ahead, Tatiana. Sorry, I was calling you Titania. I was reading
it's
way across
okay.
the...
It's all right. People do make mistakes. Alex, hi. I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing. And I have actually a comment about one of your shows you did a few days ago.
Yeah.
On this federal offense. If somebody says something, if you don't like, they can actually, sue you or whatever. And my
no, not sue you, arrest you. The Cyberbullying and the Hate Crimes Act. The Hate Crimes Act is passed, and it says if you hurt someone's feelings, you're going to federal prison.
Okay, well, my other question is, if it's a law, isn't it a double-edged sword? We can use that against them?
No, it's all selectively enforced. It's all like when the cops beat a guy to death in England, and it comes out they even killed him, they get awards. Just like when cops, when the Army recruiters lie and say you'll go to prison if you don't join the military when you haven't signed, they get promoted. Alan, you want to explain that?
Yes, that's the technique they're using. They make it sound as though everything's equal, we all get equal chances. But when you look at the United Nations, for instance, they decide which NGOs they will have on board and which ones they will not, which ones are taboo. So it's selective across the board. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's like the United Nations, Tatiana, in Rwanda. It came out, they really ran that mass murder. But then they run the trial punishing a few machete wielders. Anything else, Tatiana?
Well, my question was, isn't it a law, a double-edged sword? Basically, can't we use the same law against them?
No, because they decide how to apply it. Selective enforcement. I appreciate your call. We're out of time for Jordan and others. Always amazing having you on, Alan Watt, today for 2 hours and 50 minutes. CutIntoTheMatrix.com. Our sites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Alan, super job. We got some special projects coming up in the future, and I'm really honored to work with you, Alan.
Thanks, Alec. I appreciate being on.
Let me say bye to you when the show ends, my friend. Okay, we are out of time here, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget all the books, all the videos, all the materials available at InfoWars.com. Get them, make copies, get them out to people. Resist, speak up, take action, get your head screwed on straight, trust in God, and take on the New World Order. Key info on foreign troops in the U.S. coming up right now on the other side. Good job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.